This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Back in episode 16, Elizabeth and I talked about the try this at home to choose a spiritual master. And as I said, my spiritual master, even though I'm not even Catholic, is Saint Therese of Lisieux. And I realized that she was my spiritual master as soon as I read her brilliant spiritual memoir called Story of a Soul. And this is one of the stories that she tells in Story of a Soul that made me realize that she is my spiritual master. And Saint Therese is talking about why we should accept a gift in the spirit in which it's offered. And she also talks about, very frankly, about why that can be difficult. And that's one of the reasons I love Saint Therese as a spiritual master, because she's very frank and she's also very funny. So to set the context for this, this story happened sometime in 1897 when Therese was in her early 20s. And she was very weak at this point from tuberculosis, which would soon kill her. And Therese was sitting in her wheelchair in the garden of this cloistered convent where she lives. And she had been ordered by her prioress to complete an account of her childhood memories. And so she was trying to write in her notebook, trying to write those childhood memories. And the other sisters are doing the haying. So here is what Saint Therese has to say. When I begin to take up my pen, behold a sister who passes by, a pitchfork on her shoulder. She believes she will distract me with a little idle chatter. Hay, ducks, hens, visits at the doctor, everything is discussed. Another hay worker throws flowers on my lap, perhaps believing these will inspire me with poetic thoughts. I'm not looking for them at the moment and would prefer to see the flowers remain swaying on their stems. I don't know if I've been able to write 10 lines without being disturbed. However, for the love of God and my sisters, so charitable toward me, I take care to appear happy, and especially to be so. For example, here is a hay worker who is just leaving me after having said very compassionately, "Poor little sister, it must tire you out writing like that all day long." "Don't worry," I answer. "I appear to be writing very much, but really I'm writing almost nothing." "Very good," she says, "but just the same, I'm very happy we're doing the haying, since this always distracts you a little." In fact, it is such a great distraction for me that I am not telling any lies when I say that I am writing practically nothing. And what I love is that Saint Therese emphasizes the importance of accepting these gifts in the spirit in which they're offered, instead of responding to the gift itself. She does not want to be distracted with chit-chat. She wants to write. She doesn't want a bouquet in her lap. She wants to see the wildflowers growing in the fields. But she says she takes care to appear happy and especially to be so. And the fact is, I've certainly found that sometimes gifts can be annoying and they can be burdensome or they can make us feel uneasy in some way. And whenever I have a difficult reaction to a gift, I remind myself to accept a gift in the spirit in which it's offered. If you want to see a video where I talk about Saint Therese as my spiritual master, and you also want to see my massive collection of biographies of Saint Therese, Just email me at podcast@GretchenRubin.com and I'll send you a link where you can see that. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.